League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to the show. Let's talk some technicals. We've got seven slides to run through. Big picture stuff goes back to primary trends and the likes. Let's kick off with the first slide. The Dow Jones Global Index, the bull bias. Dow Jones Global Index respects a new support level at 316.320, confirming another advance. Followed through above 325 would complete an inverted scallop, never heard of that in technicals, with a target of 355. So field position there, Zach, comfortable with that?
The inverted scallop, yes. I think that the only thing with this is probably given the the U.S. situation, Trump
political was, situation,
yes, exactly.
Yeah.
You're just it's a bad interview for Clinton or whatever. So you've got to respect those stop losses. So I think sub 320 or sub 316, I suppose you want to be on red alert for any potential fader of that very bullish formation.
Right. Let's move on to the second slide. The S&P 500 selling pressure ? 500 is retracing, test short-term support at 2150. Respect to the rising trend line would signal a test of 2200. Basically, break of 2200, upside target 2400. However, the money flow, courtesy of Incredible Charts, warning of selling pressure. Let's move on to the next slide. The Dow Jones short-term selling pressure displays a potential inverted scallop on the weekly charts. Followed through above 18,600 would confirm the bearish divergence again on the money flow warns of selling pressure. Breach of support at 18,000, the big round number would warn of test back to the primary support at 17,000. So basically a key support.
I just want to say something there, the scallop formation. You can check that out in various textbooks, obscure textbooks on charting, but the scallop means that basically people have been really trying to get through to the new high there on the Dow, and despite throwing everything at it, it's coming back. So that is actually warning of that could be a major top.
Yeah. Understood. Okay, so let's move on swiftly to the St. Louis Fed Financial Stress Index continues to indicate low market stress, which is good, obviously, mirroring the VIX, I would guess. Let's move on now to the yield differential calculated by subtracting 3 months from 10-year Treasury yields is trending lower. This warns that the yield curve is flattening, but we are still above the danger area below 1%. Let's move swiftly on to the next slide. A flat yield curve squeezes banks' interest margins and often precedes a credit contraction. And finally, wrapping up on the last one, but there is a little sign of slowing credit growth so far. Final words on the big picture, Zach. Are we in comfortable field position?
Just we had the gaps down for the major markets, the US markets earlier this month. A rebound, like a dead cat bounce type of situation, filling the gap on the S&P. So we just see whether that is the sign of the market really topping out or not. So, but 2120 on the S&P, it's all about
key level 2120. Right, let's take a very quick break and then we're straight back. Thank you.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.